Patchy fog is possible this morning. We have a 50-50 chance for showers and storms throughout the day. And we'll have a high of 84.
A New York judge delayed next week's sentence.
The law received broad bipartisan support in the Tennessee legislature. For NPR News, I'm Rose Gilbert in Nashville.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. After President Biden's shaky debate performance last week, calls have been growing for him to step down. But not everyone is calling for Biden to quit the race. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support. Kelly and other Democratic governors will be meeting with Biden later today. Zane Irwin reports.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, some political figures from both parties have said he should pass the nomination off to a younger candidate. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has spoken out in support of the president. In a statement, she said Biden boasts a bipartisan record and a good character. Nancy Boida, a Democratic candidate for the state's 2nd congressional district, said Biden should suspend his campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Department of Justice and Wichita Public Schools have reached a settlement after an investigation found that black students were punished more often and more severely than other students. In a report released yesterday, the department also found that students with disabilities make up 98% of seclusion and restraint incidents from 2020 to 2023. The Wichita School District says it will unveil a new student code of conduct in January. It will also revise several policies that deal with restraining students, dress codes, and behavior interventions. It also will eliminate the use of seclusion on students. Researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are working to address lead exposure in southeast Kansas. Children in that part of the state are 4 times more likely than the national average to have elevated blood lead levels due to environmental contamination, a remnant of the region's mining history. Christina Pacheco is an assistant professor at the KU Med Center.
That really can impact brain and nervous system damage and development and lead to learning behavior, hearing, and speech problems.
And she says children in Kansas aren't always tested for lead poisoning until it's too late. That's why she is analyzing data from states that have reduced lead poisoning rates. The goal is to make policy recommendations for the state of Kansas. She's also working to address rural food deserts, which are exacerbated when residents can't safely grow home gardens in lead-contaminated soil. Hospitals everywhere are preparing to treat burns and other injuries from fireworks during the 4th of July celebrations. Last year, Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City reported more than 50 burns on children's faces, hands, and feet. To prevent trips to the emergency room this year, Laura Kimmerling with the hospital's Center for Childhood Safety is asking parents to supervise children handling fireworks.
There's just can be some variability with supervision. Sometimes kids move quickly and they get a hold of things quickly, and so letting them be unsupervised, that's a concern that we have.
Be safe out there celebrating Independence Day. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays got the best of the Royals 5-1 yesterday in Kansas City. This is KPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Point one.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here. The Kansas City Symphony will play Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations later this morning on KPR 1. Cordelia Brown will be here from 9 to noon. She'll bring us some good old American music by Christopher Tew and John Philip Sousa. Even a solo for the concertina called Remembrance. The classics from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, be listening for the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Hospitals across the area are bracing themselves to deal with severe burns and other injuries related to fireworks and what have you. Independence Day is at hand. We will have more on that story coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio when we bring you our Kansas News headlines. National, international, and Kansas News headlines in less than 10 minutes. Some patchy fog this morning and a 50-50 chance for rain and storms throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and not as hot as yesterday, a high near 84. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
So what about you? How do you feel about love songs and music in general? Me, I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky guy, but I love sad love songs. All right, enough about that. Coming up next, the latest news from around the world and across the state. And here's the forecast for today. Patchy fog this morning, 50-50 chance for showers and storms, and not as hot, with a high near 84. Serving you since 1952. This is Kansas Public Radio. Time for the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Cern.
The best case scenario is the polls remain the same in states where he's behind. Well, he's got to catch up. He's got to improve. And is he capable of meeting the rigors of that task?
This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News from Lawrence. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. With Independence Day celebrations at hand, hospitals are bracing themselves to deal with severe burns and other injuries related to fireworks. Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City is one of the facilities getting prepared. Brandon Azim reports.
Last year, 50 kids went to Children's Mercy for firework-related injuries in the days leading up to the 4th of July. Many cases involve sparklers, which burn up to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Another common injury comes from kids holding lit fireworks, says Laura Kimmerling of the Hospital Center for Childhood Safety.
We see children trying to light fireworks while they're holding them, and that creates a huge risk for not just burn but blast injuries.
Kimmerling suggests kids wear shoes to protect their feet and goggles for eye protection while having a parent or guardian present. I'm Brandon Azim.
Kansas children are at an elevated risk of lead poisoning, and that's especially true in southeast Kansas. As Rose Conlin reports, some KU researchers are trying to address the problem.
The last mine in the Tri-State Mining District closed in 1970, but leftover contamination in the soil and water means children growing up in southeast Kansas today are more than four times as likely to have elevated lead in their blood as the national average. Christina Pacheco at the University of Kansas Medical Center says that can lead to a host of health problems. And in Kansas, lead poisoning is often discovered too late.
It is supposed to happen at the well baby and well child visit, but has not necessarily been happening regularly.
She's analyzing data from other states to make policy recommendations on how Kansas could reduce lead exposure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
A new program from K-State called K-State 105 is educating Kansans about their decisions at home and on the farm and how they affect local water quality. Stacy Minson is a watershed specialist at K-State. She says groundwater and surface water are interconnected.
Whatever leaves our property, rural or urban, fertilizers, pet waste, herbicides, travels downstream and ends up in somebody's water supply at some point.
The K-State 105 program aims to make sure people know where to dispose of hazardous products like paint. It also mails information to families on testing private wells for pollutants, and it provides free testing to certain households. In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Royals 5-1 yesterday in Kansas City. It'll be the same two teams playing again at Kauffman Stadium 7-10 tonight. 50-50 chance of showers and storms today. We'll have a high near 84 degrees. Right now, 71 degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Some patchy fog this morning. And then a chance for scattered showers and storms, sort of on and off throughout the day. Skies will become mostly cloudy, and it won't be as hot today. It'll be as humid, but just not as hot. A high near 84 degrees is expected. Tonight, a 70% chance for showers and storms, a low of 68. And for Independence Day tomorrow, a 50-50 chance for rain and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 85. It's 71 at KPR.
That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Be listening Saturday at 11 a.m. on KPR 1.
Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Come.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. Thanks for tuning in. Later this morning on KPR One, we've got some good American music by Christopher Q, John Philip Sousa. We'll listen to a solo for the concertina called Remembrance. And the Kansas City Symphony will play Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. That's all coming up with Cordelia Brown when she brings us the classics from 9 to noon on KPR One. If you're listening to KPR2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, cloudy skies and 71 degrees. We have a 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms on and off throughout the day. Some could come during the morning hours, others this afternoon. Meanwhile, a mostly cloudy sky for most of us in eastern Kansas and not as warm today with temperatures only around 83, 84 degrees for a high temp. Tonight, a 70% chance for showers and storms, low of 68. And for the 4th of July, a 50% chance of rain. Otherwise, partly sunny tomorrow. High of 85 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Shouldn't do it every day. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Moorhead in Gainesville, Florida.
Treat yourself by listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
It is a treat to have you with us here this morning on Kansas Public Radio's Morning Edition. Kansas Public Radio has been serving you since 1952, and we've grown since then. Kansas Public Radio now includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Ever wonder why we say that every hour? Because if we don't, federal government will fine us $10,000. And we need the money, so we're going to keep saying it. It's 7 o'clock, news and weather, up next on KPR.
Good morning. Just how big...
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. After President Biden's shaky debate performance last week, calls have been growing for him to step down. But not everyone is calling for Biden to quit the race. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support. Kelly and other Democratic governors will be meeting with Biden later today.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, some political figures from both parties have said he should pass the nomination off to a younger candidate. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has spoken out in support of the president. In a statement, she said Biden boasts a bipartisan record and a good character. Nancy Boida, a Democratic candidate for the state's 2nd Congressional District, said Biden should suspend his campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a Nemaha County man for allegedly committing multiple child sex crimes. Yesterday morning, KBI agents arrested 51-year-old Robert Motto Jr. of Wetmore. He's accused of various child sex crimes, including rape and aggravated criminal sodomy. The Nemaha County Sheriff's Office began investigating the case after a child disclosed sexual abuse. Following his arrest, Motto was booked into the Nemaha County Jail with bond set at $500,000. A Department of Justice investigation finds that black students in the Wichita Public School District, especially girls, were punished more often and more severely than other students. The DOJ investigation also found that students with disabilities made up 98% of the district's seclusion and restraint incidents. The superintendent of Wichita Public Schools, Kelly Bielefeld, says the district will revise several of its policies as a result of this investigation.
The point for me is that we can and will do better moving forward, right? Like that we do have a challenge in front of us that we can improve. We can help solve this and become more equitable as a school district.
The district says it plans to unveil a new student code of conduct in January. It also plans to formalize a standard dress code. Hospitals everywhere are preparing to treat burns and other injuries related to fireworks during 4th of July celebrations. Last year, Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City reported more than 50 burns on children's faces, hands, and feet. To prevent trips to the emergency room this year, Laura Kimmerling says the hospital is asking parents to supervise children who handle fireworks.
There's just can be some variability with supervision. Sometimes kids move quickly and they get a hold of things quickly, and so letting them be unsupervised, that's a concern that we have.
That's Laura Kimmerling with Children's Mercy Hospital's Center for Childhood Safety. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays got the best of the Royals 5-1 yesterday in Kansas City. The same two teams will play again tonight at the K. 50-50 chance for showers and storms, but not as hot today. We'll have a high near 84. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
LovegrassMusicFestival.com.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. On this Wednesday morning, July 3rd, our forecast looks like this. Patchy fog possible this morning. And a 50% chance for showers and storms scattered across the day and into the early evening hours. Otherwise, today, mostly cloudy and not as warm, we'll have a high near 84. Now, tonight, we have a 70% chance for rain and thunderstorms. High humidity levels will continue, overnight low of 68. And for the 4th of July, tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain, possibly some thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny on Independence Day. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Right now, it's cloudy all across eastern Kansas. Here in Lawrence, 71 degrees. Topeka, 70. Manhattan, 68. In Chanute, 76. And in Emporia, cloudy skies and 72 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stick around for classical music later this morning. Cordelia Brown will be in from 9 to noon. She'll bring us some good American music today, including the sounds of John Philip Sousa. That's on KPR 1. From 9 to noon today on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Toll.
Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
News headlines are up next on Morning Edition. Some patchy fog possible, otherwise just mostly cloudy skies, not as warm today, a high near 84, and a 50-50 chance for rain.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:31. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a Nemaha County man for allegedly committing multiple child sex crimes. KBI agents arrested 51-year-old Robert Motto of Wetmore yesterday morning. He's facing four counts of child sex crimes, including rape and sodomy. In early April, the Nemaha County Sheriff's Office began investigating the case after a child disclosed the sexual abuse. Soon after, the KBI was contacted to join in the investigation, and during the investigation, additional allegations of sex crimes were discovered. Motto was booked into the Nemaha County Jail with bond set at $500,000. Police in Lawrence are looking for a bank robber and asking for the public's help to identify the suspect. Police say someone robbed a Bank of America branch around 9:20 Tuesday morning and fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. It's unclear whether a weapon was used in that robbery and no one was injured. Authorities have released some video images of the suspect, hoping the public can help identify the robber. They're also asking for anyone in the area with a home security camera to check their recordings to see whether they've captured anything leading up to or immediately following the robbery, which took place near the intersection of 9th and Ohio Streets. A Department of Justice investigation finds that black students in the Wichita Public School District, especially girls, were punished more often and more severely than other students. That investigation also found that students with disabilities made up 98% of the district's seclusion and restraint incidents. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the district will revise several of its policies as a result of this DOJ investigation.
The point for me is that we can and will do better moving forward, right? Like that we do have a challenge in front of us that we can improve. We can help solve this and become more equitable as a school district.
The school district says it plans to unveil a new student code of conduct in January. And a federal judge in Louisiana says the Biden administration can't delay consideration of projects aimed at exporting liquefied natural gas while a legal challenge plays out in court. U.S. District Judge James Kane Jr. issued his ruling this week granting a preliminary injunction against the Biden administration's efforts to delay the projects. The judge sided with 16 states, including Kansas, that sued the administration earlier this year, saying that the states will likely succeed in their case. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Razors and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 91.3 in Junction City.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu.
Patchy fog is a possibility this morning across eastern Kansas. We have a 50-50 chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. That would include the morning hours and the afternoon hours. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy skies for us and not as warm as yesterday with a high near 84 degrees. Cloudy skies right now all across the eastern third of the state. Here in Lawrence, 72 degrees. Topeka, 71. Manhattan, 69. In Chanute, cloudy and 77. And in Emporia, oddly enough, mostly sunny skies. 73 degrees at 744.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with and points of view that you don't. Facts you approve and facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:49 on this third day of July.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Business news is coming up next on the Marketplace Morning Report. And in 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Some patchy fog this morning in eastern Kansas, lots of humidity, 50-50 chance for showers and storms today. It should be mostly cloudy for most of us and not as warm. We'll have a high this afternoon near 84. Tonight, about a 70% chance for rain, low of 68. And on Independence Day, tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny on Thursday and a high of 85 degrees. Right now it's cloudy most everywhere. Here in Lawrence, 72, Topeka, 71, Manhattan, 70 degrees. Kansas City has a little sunshine, 73. It's cloudy in Chanute with 77. And now in Emporia, cloudy skies taking over, 73 degrees in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, specializing in repairing foundation damage caused by aging or settling that can lead to water in basements or structural issues. Information at spiderartconstructors.com.
Fifty-fifty chance for showers and storms today. It should be mostly cloudy, but not as hot. High around 84 degrees.
A New York judge delayed next week.
I'm Rich Kramer.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. Police in Lawrence are looking for a bank robber and asking for the public's help to identify the suspect. Authorities say someone robbed a Bank of America branch around 9:20 yesterday morning and fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. It's unclear whether a weapon was used in the robbery, and no one was injured. Authorities have released some video images of the suspect, but they're also asking for anyone in the area with a home security camera to check their recordings to see whether they captured anything leading up to or immediately following the robbery. People who live in the area of 9th and Ohio are encouraged to check their home security cameras. After President Biden's shaky debate performance last week, calls have been growing for him to step down. But not everyone is calling for Biden to quit the race. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support. She and other Democratic governors will be meeting with Biden later today.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, for the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas children are at an elevated risk of lead poisoning, and that's especially true in southeast Kansas, where decades of mining have left a legacy of contamination. As Rose Conlon reports, some KU researchers are trying to address the problem.
The last mine in the Tri-State Mining District closed in 1970, but leftover contamination in the soil and water means children growing up in southeast Kansas today are more than four times as likely to have elevated lead in their blood as the national average. Christina Pacheco at the University of Kansas Medical Center says that can lead to a host of health problems. And in Kansas, lead poisoning is often discovered too late.
It is supposed to happen at the little baby and well child visit, but has not necessarily been happening regularly.
She's analyzing data from other states to make policy recommendations on how Kansas could reduce lead exposure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
With Independence Day celebrations at hand, hospitals are bracing themselves to deal with severe burns and other injuries related to fireworks. Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City is one of the facilities getting prepared.
Last year, 50 kids went to Children's Mercy for all having a parent or guardian present. I'm Brandon Azeem.
In sports, the Rays beat the Royals 5-1.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
Art.ku.edu.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 8:19. Welcome to Wednesday morning. It is the third day of July. Here in Lawrence, we have a cloudy sky, 73 degrees. We're looking at a 50% chance of showers and storms today. They could happen during the morning hours and again this afternoon. Not as warm today, the high only around 83 or 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. Once again, here in Lawrence, cloudy and 73.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, offering Flatland in Focus, a monthly deep dive into a single local issue that's raising questions or causing tensions in KC. Each third Thursday at 7 p.m. on KC PBS Channel 19.1.
We'll have an update of news headlines in less than 10 minutes. Later this morning, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. She'll be in from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. And this morning, she'll bring us the music of the Kansas City Symphony as it plays Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. Cordy also has some good American music today by John Philip Sousa and Christopher Two. We'll even listen to a solo for the concertina, something called Remembrance. The classics, 9 to noon today on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, it's the BBC.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
And I'm in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall.
Maybe we should start a petition drive to bring back schmaltzy love songs. It's just a thought. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy and 73 degrees here in Lawrence. We have a 50-50 chance of rain today, possibly some thunderstorms as well. And a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain. Right now, cloudy and 73 at KU.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
It's 8:30. Time for the latest news from NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For KPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer. After President Biden's shaky debate performance last week, calls have been growing for him to step aside. But not everyone is calling on Biden to quit the race. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support for the president. Kelly and other Democratic governors will be meeting with Biden later today. Children in Kansas are at an elevated risk of lead poisoning, and that is especially true in southeast Kansas, where decades of mining has left a legacy of contamination. As Rose Conlon reports, some KU researchers are trying to address the problem.
The last mine in the Tri-State Mining District closed in 19... She's analyzing data from other states to make policy recommendations on how Kansas could reduce lead exposure. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Wichita City Council has decided to purchase a shuttered elementary school from Wichita Public Schools for a dollar.
Earlier this summer, the city announced its intent to use the former school building near 9th and Main as a homeless shelter and resource center. With the approval, the legislature now has 45 days to decide whether it will acquire the building. The city will complete the purchase if the legislature declines. Councilmember Maggie Ballard represents District 6, where the building is located.
This is definitely a huge group effort,
And I know this is just the very first step of a really long process.
The city must go through a rezoning case and take other steps before renovations begin. It wants to open the emergency winter shelter at the former school by the fall. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kylie Cameron in Wichita.
Police in Lawrence are looking for a bank robber and are asking for the public's help to identify the suspect. Police say somebody robbed a Bank of America branch at 9th and Ohio yesterday morning and fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. It's unclear whether a weapon was used in that robbery. No one was injured. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a Nemaha County man for allegedly committing multiple child sex crimes. KBI agents arrested 51-year-old Robert Motto of Wetmore yesterday morning. He's facing four counts of child sex crimes, including rape and sodomy. He was booked into the Nemaha County Jail with bond set at $500,000. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kulin Area in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at KulinAreaFoodAndWine.com.
The Kansas City Symphony will play Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations, coming up later this morning on KPR One. Your host is Cordelia Brown. She'll also bring us some good American music by John Philip Sousa and others. And we'll hear a solo for the concertina called Remembrance. The classics from 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. and hear about the elections, upcoming elections in Great Britain, which oddly are taking place on the 4th of July. Here in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 74 degrees. It looks like rain, and we may get it. 50-50 chance for showers and storms today. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy skies for most of us, and not as warm today with a high near 84. 70% chance of rain later tonight.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin, next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
The next Bullseye is Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on KPR 1.
Good morning, I'm Steven.
MusicFestival.com.
Your place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. You'll find us broadcasting online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Two stations to choose from, you know, KPR 1, good old-fashioned KPR, or KPR 2, which features news and talk around the clock. Right now, we are simulcasting on both stations, but at 9 o'clock, if you listen to KPR 1, Cordelia Brown will bring you classical music, including some American tunes this morning. And if you're listening to KPR 2, we will bring you news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 74 degrees. We have about a 40 to 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms today, a 70% chance tonight. Our high temp today, not as hot as yesterday. We should reach something near 84 degrees. Low tonight of 68. And for Independence Day tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny as we celebrate our independence. A high of 85 tomorrow. It's 8:51.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas for a very long time, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5 FM, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K25 8BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown coming up right after the news from NPR. On Cordelia's playlist today, some American music by John Philip Sousa and others. We'll also listen to the Kansas City Symphony play Edward Elgar's Enigma Variations. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, a better chance tonight. We'll have a high today of 84, a low tonight of 68. And for Independence Day tomorrow, 50-50 shot at showers and storms. Otherwise, partly sunny on the 4th, a high of 85 degrees. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, we have a cloudy sky, 75 degrees. It's almost 1 minute after 9 o'clock.